Wednesday talk around my, I don't know if it's a radio hut or a radio hovel that I have right here on Dakota Avenue. It's a studio. And this morning, got to talk, you know, every election year I get to talk with these two, Julie and Janelle, Breckenridge Lutheran Church. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ladies. We are in to talk about your election night supper tradition. Mm-hmm. And I think if this would ever go away, the world would end. Because I think people just kind of rely on this, you know,
we hope so.
Well, what's going on in this year's lineup? What do you got for us?
Oh, boy. Same as every year, basically. Our meal hasn't changed. It's homemade. It's our mother's recipe.
Of course.
So homemade meatballs. And they're not those tiny little things either. You get two good-sized meatballs. With mashed potatoes, with the gravy, the homemade gravy, and then you get corn and coleslaw and dinner roll, dessert. For $15, that's not a bad deal.
You can't get out and get a meal like that anywhere, believe me, for that price.
You really can't. So
did your mom, did Jan pick this up from her mom? I mean, has this been handed down? Or is this just kind of something she came up with?
The recipe is handed down, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the men used to do an election night dinner in our church.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why, but it stopped. And
it used to be a men's supper.
Men's supper.
That's
yes.
right. I remember that.
And that was, you know, the turkey and the ham, the basic. And my mom kind of basically took it over, thought, you know, well, we still need a fundraiser. Our church does not have a fundraiser, you mm-hmm. know, so this is our only fundraiser that we have. So our mom, Janice, took it over and just kind of ran with it. And then she decided to kind of turn the reins over to us.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe 2-3 years ago now.
It's been a few years, absolutely.
So yeah, we've kept it going, the mm-hmm. church, and it takes a lot of people to do it. So.
Well, and again, we were talking before we went on the air, kind of that getting things done thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
sort of in your DNA with both your mom and dad.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
you both kind of got that. So how long does it take you to plan for something like this?
You know, it takes a little bit. We start planning. We start talking about it in August, actually.
Wow.
Because we want to get, you know, you have to go through the permit process to get, mm-hmm. you know, for the raffle. You have to get that in time. So, yeah. And then we always talk with our generous donator, mm-hmm. who is also DNA involved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our sister who donates the prizes every year.
See?
So, you know, we start talking about it in August, and we start getting deep into it probably middle of September, and then October we basically hit the ground running.
How much fun is this for you guys, just having it be kind of a family deal? You know, and basically it's your family that's where it all starts.
Yeah, I mean it's fun. It's a lot. It's more work than some days.
We get, yes.
Some
but we have
days,
fun with it. We have
but
fun
it's
with
fun.
It. Like,
yes.
My kids, too. I mean, of course, you know, Janelle and I growing up in the church, and we've helped our mother before we started taking over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids have helped. Now, Janelle's kids are helping also. And, of course, the congregation. We've got, again, like, you know, Janelle said, we've got a lot of people that, you know, will help out as well. But we have fun with it as
Brings
well.
Brings me to my next question, then. Okay, is this going to end in your generation, or are you going to pass this down to your kids? Are they going to take it over? Have you not even discussed that yet?
You know, my boys don't cook.
But they can be taught, right?
They can be taught. And funny enough, they like to help out more outside the home than they do inside the home.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll keep this going. You know, mm-hmm. it would be nice.
Right.
It would be nice to keep this going for years to come.
Absolutely. And kind of keep that the family tradition, and like you say, just let that mm-hmm. spill over into the congregation.
Mm-hmm.
Again, let's cover this election night
mm-hmm.
Supper, of course, on election night.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the hours again?
The hours are 5 p.m., right? We start at 5? Start at 5 until 7.
Okay.
We have the same as every year, too. We have dine-in, we have carry-out, and we have delivery. So, you know, ever since COVID, you know, our carryout
that kind of changed things a little.
Our carryout has gotten really big. So we always obviously we encourage people to buy tickets beforehand, but we always do have tickets that evening too. So don't think you can't come through the line if you haven't gotten your tickets. We typically do account for those, but obviously yes, call the church or Julie or I ahead of time to get tickets. Church 218-643-4892.
All right.
Call the church and Lois will help you get hooked up with tickets for the meal.
Fantastic.
So, yep.
You excited about this?
Yes.
You
if I can actually kind of go back to that raffle.
Yeah, go ahead.
Also, like Janelle had said, our sister Jody, she's kind of a rock star. She gives she donates every year fabulous prizes. This year, the tickets are $25 each. The third prize is a bog bag package. And if you don't know what a bog bag is, Google it. It is fabulous, friends.
All moms love it.
Yes.
Really?
And there's
yes.
three sizes. Okay, so there's three bags. There's a small, medium, large. They got the drink inserts. They're fabulous for going to games.
Cooler inserts.
You know, cooler yeah. inserts. Yeah,
where did
to
you
go
get
games.
This idea? How'd this idea come up? Where'd you get this?
Oh, you know, you see a lot of moms carrying them to the ball games.
Okay, and you go, yep. hey, I think this would be
hey,
a good
this
idea.
Would be, yep. So this is a $300 package. Just that's the third prize. Second prize is a Blackstone griddle. And who doesn't love fajitas or a smash burger? I'm all about cheeseburger,
yeah, yeah.
smash burger on a griddle. So that is the second prize.
Worth $600.
Wow.
First prize is then something different this year. So they have a kind of like a junior hockey team, Shamrocks, Watertown Shamrocks in Watertown, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is up to 16 tickets.
Yep.
And so it is, you get those 16 tickets and you get to sit center ice in the suite.
Nice.
At the Shamrocks hockey
with
game.
With 16 free Boy, beverages that go with mm-hmm. it.
Quality
yeah, 16
prizes.
Beverages,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You got friends helping yeah. you out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And people
yes.
looking at you going, you're doing a good thing, so I'm going to...
And
gonna...
these prizes are kind of for every age group.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at it, I mean, we're only selling 200 tickets, so your chances of winning are very, very good.
Right.
You know, one ticket, $25.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of 200 that could win if you buy just one ticket. If you buy, you know, let's say you buy five,
yeah.
that'd be awesome. But anyway.
That would be good.
Anyway, like I said, it's for every age group. Because if a teenager wants to buy a ticket, look at the fun you and your friends could have going to a hockey game,
mm-hmm.
center ice in a suite.
In a suite.
Right?
And if you happen to win the griddle, well, look at there.
Yep.
You just made supper for your family.
Right?
And if you get the third place prize, that would be the best Christmas present for your mother.
Boy, what? See, you got this
right?
all figured out.
I mean,
right?
it is for every single age group.
Yep.
Hey, let's back up. Typically,
yeah.
how's attendance been when you've done these election night suppers? Is
you know,
it huge?
Yes. We've tended to increase our meal each year. Julie and I get there probably about 6:30 in the morning. The
wow,
day of election.
I was going to ask yeah. how long does this
yeah.
take?
Yeah. We go the night before and mix up the meatball. The ingredients, and then Tuesday morning we get there about 6:30 in the morning, and we start forming the meatballs and start cooking, and we make approximately 800 meatballs.
Wow!
Yep.
So
between the two of us,
this year it might even be more because it's a big election year.
Yeah, it's going to be even bigger.
More people will
yep.
be out and about, and the mm-hmm. weather the way it is, we're
mm-hmm.
hoping to more.
And we do have
people
some people coming during the day, though, of course, to help. You know, Julie and I do the
yes.
meatballs, but then we have others that come and help with, you know, getting the coleslaw ready, getting the desserts ready, getting the bread and the butter, you know, bagged up for the to-go orders. And we don't have school this Monday and Tuesday of this year. So, you know, guess who's going to be helping that day? My boy.
That new generation.
You've recruited
yeah.
already. I
yeah.
love this. I could talk to you guys all day about that. I think you're going to have a fantastic turnout. And again, probably best advised to get your tickets early.
Yeah.
You
yes,
know,
yes.
Because with
yes.
only 200, it could sell out.
And this is a big election year,
mm-hmm.
obviously,
mm-hmm.
too. So, you know, people are out and about. Don't worry about cooking. We'll cook for you. Just,
yeah.
you know, if you can't dine in, swing by, pick up, carry mm-hmm. out. Yeah, it's awesome.
And folks, if you missed the phone number on this or any of this information, just tuning in, I'll podcast this later on, probably early this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
get it up
Perfect.
On our website so you can go back in and listen to it through again.
Appreciate
I
that.
Can't thank you guys for stopping in. I'm just sorry that, you know, elections only roll around a couple of years. But,
right?
You know.
Yeah, but this
What
was
else
awesome.
You got? What else you got? Anything else?
Got two free
yes.
meal tickets. So if you want to give those
yes,
out to whatever
like
caller
away.
You choose.
Okay, I'm doing this on trivia tomorrow, folks. So this
Perfect.
Is what we're giving away.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Perfect. Thank
that
you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We appreciate you letting us come in every year
and
tote our goods.
Absolutely. Right. Julie and Janelle, thank you so much. Election night. Meatball dinner, of course, election night Tuesday, November 9th, going on from 5 p.m.
November
till,
5th.
Or November 5th. I knew I'd screw that up. Going on from 5 until 7
yes.
over at Breckenridge Lutheran Church. Thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. 947 here, the voice of the valley. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend.